Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's an actor, comedian, director, and host of the I Am Rappaport podcast. You've seen him all over FS1 talking hoops. He's also going to be here in the Bay Area soon. Cobbs Comedy Club, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th. Tickets available at cobbscomedy.com. Michael Rappaport joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. We're getting set for Game 3 against Harden and the Rockets tomorrow evening. You've been all over the place with basketball opinions. Love following you on it. What did you make of the back and forth between the two teams regarding the officiating and then Harden's eventual eye problems?
Well, obviously you don't want to see anybody get injured, whether it's your opponent, your favorite player, your least favorite player. You want to have everybody on the court competing. But I think that the Rockets, you know, they did themselves in with the complaining and the karate kicking and the flopping and the triple jumping and the long jumping into the defenders and turned it into a circus. And I think they were defeated before the game started. And I'm looking for the Warriors to continue the butt kicking and to take them down in Houston and either win the series in five, or four games. Maybe they'll sweep them and take them, right out of their misery, that they put themselves into. And so I'm looking forward to game three. I love the Warriors. It's my adopted favorite team. Going back to when World Be Free, Bernard King, of course, Chris Mullin and the Run TMC days and the Steven Jackson days. I was courtside when they beat Nowitzki and them. So I love the Warriors. Of course, I'm a lifelong Knicks fan. But I love the Warriors, and I want them to win the championship again this year.
It's allowable to have a Western Conference team. We all here pick an Eastern Conference team as well, one that we can try to support throughout the year. You mentioned the karate kicks and the floppery from Houston, this whole idea of landing zone. Is there a way, Michael, we can go back to the old days when if somebody landed underneath you in a jumper, they were catching a spicy hot wing on the other end?
There has to be a middle ground because Harden is clearly at times jumping forward, and the defender is going to jump forward. So you don't want a situation with you land on someone's foot. But if you're the guy who's shooting the ball and you're jumping forward and you're trying to initiate contact, and also if the ball is shot and then the contact comes and it doesn't interfere with the shot. And this is happening afterwards. It's kind of like, you know, I think it's a stupid rule in the NFL. Like a punter, if it's incidental contact afterwards with their leg, it shouldn't be like a big deal. You know, things are going to happen. These guys are flying, a million miles per hour. They're all fast. They're all big. But the James Harden is initiating contact by jumping forward and, you know, flailing his legs forward. Because you see when he's wide open, that's not his normal shooting motion. So I think there's going to be a rule change. And listen, you know, you're supposed to be the MVP and all that. Play like it, act like it, have some dignity, have some respect for the game, have some respect for the fans. And it shouldn't turn into a soap opera. And, you know, all this thing about Scott Foster and refereeing and all this. Like, why do we as fans know any referee's name? Why is that guy trending on social media? That's all because of the Rockets. They're going to lose. They're not beating the Warriors, and it's a glorious thing. And the Warriors, you know, need to just continue handling their business and get ready for the Western Conference Finals.
Has KD closed the gap between him and LeBron James?
Yes. Listen, he's always going to be a different player. LeBron James is a different kind of player, but I think we are truly witnessing and taking for granted Kevin Durant. He's a scoring machine. There's very little highlights. He's not dunking on people. You know, sometimes he'll slash to the rim and get these big dunks. But watching him score the basketball and the way he does it and at the volume that he does it is like Bernard King when he was with the Knicks, or even his couple of good years with Golden State, or like George the Iceman Gervin.
Sure.
There's very little, like, he's not going to be on top 10 plays because he's not making anyone fall. He's not doing, it's just bucket after bucket after bucket. And, you know, he's not going to be this statistical juggernaut that LeBron does. LeBron has been, but you know, he's going to lead this team to another championship. And the way he scores, and I think that fans also take him for granted because that's a true unicorn. That term is thrown around. He's 7 feet tall, and he's doing Steve Nash stuff with the basketball. And you can't tell on TV how tall he is. He's one of a kind. He's a low-key scoring machine. And it's been a pleasure to watch it. I think that, you know, with Russell Westbrook's flaws that he's had without Kevin Durant, all this cupcake and all the stuff that, you know, they scrutinized him about leaving, and I was even one of those people, he had a reason to leave, and I think it was in his best interest. I have no problem with it. And whether or not he's better than LeBron, it's different than LeBron, he doesn't get as many assists or rebounds, he's a freak, and he sent LeBron home twice, and it was gorgeous. One time it was a gentleman sweep, and then the next time it was just a straight, clean sweep, and I loved it all. I loved it all, and I remember I was there for Game 5 in 2017 with the plunger. I had my plunger in Oracle because I thought they were going to sweep them in Cleveland, and because we couldn't sweep them in Cleveland, we had to plunge them back right through the sewer system, right back to Cleveland, and send them home, and it was glorious. One of my favorite nights as a basketball fan was being there in Oracle and plunging the Cleveland Cavaliers right back to that hole back in Cleveland. It was gorgeous.
Actor, comedian, director Michael Rapaport joining us here on 95.7 The Game. He'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club Saturday, May 18th, Sunday, May 19th. Tickets available at cobbscomedy.com. All right, let's get down to business. You're a Knicks fan, big-time Knicks fan. The opportunity is out there. The reports, Kevin Durant possibly joining the Knicks this offseason. Take me through the thought process as a Knicks fan, what that means. Also, take me through what it's like knowing that James Dolan is going to be the guy that has to seal this deal.
Well, you threw me for a wrench with the second part. listen, if Kevin Durant comes to New York, as you guys know, it's a humongous deal. We've suffered long enough. Basketball is the number one sport in New York City. It's a city game. We would love to have him. I sometimes think it's going to happen, and other times I don't think it's going to happen. I feel like if the Warriors win, he's definitely going to leave. I think that he'll consider staying if they lose, because I don't think he's going to want to go out like that. But he's playing so well that I think one of the reasons is that he's saying, listen, win, lose, or draw, this is not going to be my fault. Obviously, you guys would love to have him stay. But if we got him, it would be great. The Knicks and New York City is such a basketball town, and we've suffered for a long time. And as Golden State Warriors fans, you know about suffering. We're not that far behind. It's New York, so they put a lot of sugar and sparkles on it. But we have suffered as basketball fans in New York City. James Dolan should not be at that meeting. He's not likable. He's not personable. He's not friendly. No one can really relate to him. He should continue to stay on the road with his very, very average blues band, JD and the Long Shot, which is he should sing about being a billionaire. It's a first of its kind, and hopefully the last of its kind. We have a billionaire singing the blues. I would love to finally sell the team. He's not connected to the fans. He banned fans for questioning him. He banned the great Marv Albert. He fired the great Marv Albert during the 90s or maybe it was the 2000s because he questioned the way the team was playing. Marv Albert was a ball boy with the Knicks as a kid. And then, of course, he made the great call when Willis came onto the court. Willis Reedy, here comes Willis, here comes Willis. So James Dolan should not be a part of that meeting. But I don't think that it affects anything. If Kevin Durant wants to come to New York, he's going to come to New York whether Dolan is there or not. I just want, we deserve some quality basketball in New York because the fans love it so much there.
Just hypothetically, what would he have to do to become a truly beloved Knick? Would he have to win an NBA championship or just make it to the finals?
Ring. Only thing that he could do is rings. That's it. That's it. I hope he wins this third ring this year. I'm completely emotionally invested in Golden State winning this year. But the only way to become a true great Knick at this point, we've come close a couple times, and we've been far away more often than not. The only way to do it is we need a ring. He has to get the Knicks a championship ring, and he can't do it on his own. You have to bring some other pieces there. And I hope Kyrie doesn't come because I don't feel like that mix is going to work. But we need a championship. That's it.
Follow up on that. What could James Dolan do to become beloved by Knicks fans?
Did nothing. Let's assume the Knicks win a championship. If the Knicks win a championship, and you know how you guys have the owners of the teams get the Larry O'Brien trophy. If the Knicks win a championship, and it could be in the most dramatic fashion, it could happen in Madison Square Garden with a Game 7 buzzer beater. It doesn't matter how it happens. James Dolan will be booed when he accepts that trophy if we ever get it. It doesn't matter what he will never be liked. He will never be beloved. And that relationship is so fractured. And he's been so disrespectful to the fans and so disrespectful to guys like Charles Oakley. It'll never be forgiven, even if we win a championship. So the image of James Dolan raising a Larry O'Brien trophy will be with Boo Birds, hardcore New York Boo Birds, just the same way Kristaps Porzingis, when he brings his skinny butt back to New York next year as a Dallas Maverick, he will learn what it's like to be hated by New York fans because we don't like him anymore.
The final question before we let you go, and we're talking with Michael Rappaport here on 95.7 The Game. You were in a great movie not too long ago, a couple decades ago, but John Singleton directing Higher Learning. He passed away recently. There have been some very powerful words said. He's created some great movies, Boys in the Hood. Your time working with John Singleton, what was it like?
Oh, man. He's a great guy, great person, nice person. Working with him on Higher Learning is something I'll always cherish. He loved all his actors. He broke so many actors. Ice Cube. His career is owed to John Singleton. Regina King, who just won the Oscar, Cuba Gooding, Morris Chestnut. He revitalized Lawrence Fishburne's career. He was on Pee-wee's Big Adventure. No disrespect to Pee-wee. He was on Pee-wee Herman's TV show before he got the part in Boys in the Hood. He was just a lover of film. He changed the game literally with Boys in the Hood and all his other movies. And just a good guy and gone way too soon, too young. And it's a big loss for show business and for just, the arts and film in general. So it's sad. I cherish the fact that I got to work with the one Higher Learning.
Very well said. Actor, comedian, director, and host of the I Am Rappaport podcast. You've seen him all over FS1 talking hoops. You can catch him when he comes to town in May. He'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club Saturday, May 18th, Sunday, May 19th. Tickets available at cobbscomedy.com. Michael Rappaport with us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thanks so much for jumping on the show. We appreciate it. We enjoy the insights, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Anytime you guys want me, I can't wait for game 3. I hope they beat their butts tomorrow. I really hope they kick the crap out of them tomorrow. And let's go for the sweep, man. But we got to get game 3 in the E. We got to win that game.
No doubt. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
All right, bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.